A visit with a fish breeder in Hagerman, Idaho. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Down in Hagerman, there's a catfish farm.
Leo Ray, company Fish Breeders of Idaho, and we're here at the catfish farm. I'm originally from Oklahoma and went to college at the University of Oklahoma, and one of the professors got a grant to study the feasibility of catfish farming. And I got a job working on that project and have spent the rest of my life raising fish and mainly catfish. Centered around catfish. I moved to Idaho in 1971 because of the hot water and bought this place and developed it into a catfish farm, been running it ever since. When I bought this place, a comment that was made was, what did Leo want with that old rock pile? The water's even too hot to drink. And now hot water sells for several times more than cold water. There's so many things you can do with it. You can grow a lot more species of fish. You can heat buildings with it, do everything, and then still have it left over for irrigating after we get through with it. We had to drill wells, and the wells are only about 500 feet deep. And it's artesian. So here we raise the catfish on it. A catfish needs water between 80 and 85 degrees. Tilapia the same way. Tilapia will die if the water gets below 60 degrees.
And catfish will just stop feeding and won't grow. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.